Bianca Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunk Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 6th of December. There are just 19 sleeps. Yes, just 19 sleeps till Christmas. Woohoo! Woohoo! I have been very restrained this year, Julia. I normally start counting down from September and everyone kept telling me off.
Oh, you should have done it anyway.
I know.
Anyway, we're here now.
We're here now and it's just 19 days till Christmas. As you can hear, in the studio today, I'm joined by the gorgeous, wonderful Julie Daniel, the chic stylist.
Hello, hello, hello.
She's back again this
year. I am. I'm here.
Fabulous. Our guest today is the gorgeous Tanya Goff. I got it right. I'm so confused with your name from Base Academy. And the wonderful Paul Andrews has graced us with our presence today.
So I'm not gorgeous. They're gorgeous. I'm not gorgeous.
You're wonderful.
I'm wonderful, wonderful. They're gorgeous. Yes. Okay. All right. Got it.
Oh, stonkingly gorgeous. Do you want to be stonkingly gorgeous?
Stonkingly wonderful.
Stonkingly wonderful.
Okay.
Paul Andrews.
I'll go with that.
He's the man.
He's the man. And it is. It's just literally 19 days till Christmas.
Oh, I love it.
I know.
Christmas is the time,
yes.
Is it not?
Yes.
Times for magic.
She won't let me put up my black plastic Christmas tree.
Oh, you're joking. Have you got a black one?
I've got a black plastic Christmas tree. And she won't let me put it up.
But that's why it needs
retiring. Actually, because black trees can be really chic.
Yes.
Gorgeously chic.
She's
yes, they
me.
Can. Yeah. They can. This one isn't.
Or the is it like all thinning and all the leaves are all coming off and it's all...
No comment.
Yes.
So that's why you've got a nice fresh one, yeah?
We've got a nice, lovely green Christmas tree, all beautifully decorated by Lucy. And it looks wonderful.
Fabulous.
And Christmas lights that keep falling down.
I know.
My icicles keep falling down.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
I know. They're so difficult, aren't they? You buy these little suction things, don't you?
Yeah, and they don't work.
Same. That's all we've heard.
Every time you get home, the lights come down again.
I know.
Get up in the morning, the lights come down again.
Joys of Christmas.
I know. So much fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you ready though, Jules?
I love it. Of course I am.
Are you ready? Are you
shocked? I'm actually shocked. Well, of course I'm shocked. I mean, who are we talking to? The person shopper.
Exactly.
Have you got your outfit ready for Christmas Day?
Right, I have. Yeah. Christmas Day, New Year's, Christmas Eve, Boxing Day, Shopping Day. Every occasion, every day of the Christmas period, I have an outfit.
Do you?
Do you really go out on Boxing
Accessories?
Day?
Yeah, of course I do. I go shopping on Boxing Day. It's sales day.
I mean, I know that is your life.
Come
but
on.
Still, Boxing
but
Day.
That's why I'm a shopper, because I breathe, live, eat, sleep, drink it.
To be fair, I've got an outfit for every day.
Birthday suit?
No. It's the same outfit every day.
Does it smell a little bit?
Jeans and a polo shirt. Although, because it's New Year, obviously it's time to change underwear.
Oh. Okay.
Moving on.
Okay, next
moving
subject.
Moving on. We've got a fun pack show today, and Paul. But we do want to hear from you, the listeners. We've got a few tweets coming in this morning. Please do give us a tweet at Bunker Extra with the hashtag BeExtra, BeBunker, and let us know... are you looking for Christmas? What are you up to? And I did put the tweet out this morning for a shout out with my naughty elves hanging. I got quite creative last night with the naughty elves. Sorry, the naughty elves got very creative themselves last night.
Oh, yeah. What did they get up to?
They were hanging from... Lucy's got one of those toy hammocks. And she's got two naughty elves, a Mr. and a Mrs. And they were hanging. One was hanging and the other one was holding the other one. So, yeah.
Ooh.
Look on Twitter. It's there.
Ooh, I'll look. You know I'm not a Twittery,
I should put it on Instagram, then you'll see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting creative with the old...
We had an naughty elf last night as well. I don't know if you can see
That takes quite a lot of energy. I quite like that.
What have we got?
Everywhere.
Toothpaste.
Yeah,
everywhere.
That's good. Mm-hmm. We've got a picture of the elf.
I love it.
I keep forgetting we're on radio. So it's a picture of the naughty elf.
You need to pop that on Twitter. Put on Twitter,
yes, put
Tanya, so everyone can see what the naughty elf has been up to.
Like you're not a tweet.
But you have to be creative, don't you? Sometimes I go to... this week, I wake up in the morning and go, oh, forgot the elf again.
That's the only problem.
Last night, I was quite good.
I haven't got the time for that.
No, so we've
been
finding
the
time and then
being
creative. She keeps on making hints about, you know, it'd be so funny if the naughty elf, you know, throws toilet roll all around the place. I'm thinking, no. But I might wrap him up in a toilet roll. I'm getting creative now. Let's get creative with this elf or elves.
There we go.
Like, no
comment from Paul.
Let us know. Give us a tweet. We do want to hear from you. And also, obviously, New Year's coming, 2020, and I'm just beginning to fill up all my guest spots. So if you'd like to come on the show, give us an email at bunkerextra@gmail.com. But also, more importantly, we want to talk events. We love events, and we want to know what's happening next year. So we've got this year's winding down. There's a few Christmas events going on, but we're winding down. It's almost there, time for Christmas. So let us know what is happening in the new year. What's happening? What events are going on? We know the one of the first major events happening is on the, is it the 13th, the business summit?
It's on the 10th of January. 10th of January is the Business Summit at Kent Business School, Sibson Building at the Canterbury Campus, 9:30 until 3 o'clock, I think.
So, and they always do it on a Friday. I can't go on a Friday.
Yeah, sorry.
Radio show to do.
Yeah, it's going to be good, though.
Yeah, I know. But although I might have to not do the show because like, everyone's going to be there.
Yeah,
tweet, tweet me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be in the studio by myself because everyone's going to be at the Business Summit.
Do an outside broadcast.
Yeah. We can't do a live outside broadcast, though.
Can pretend.
It didn't quite work that way, does it? But do let us know what other events are coming up. Now, on last week's show, I was joined in the studio very aptly, as it was Black Friday, by our security expert, Richard Bell. And he was talking about obviously staying safe and not just on the cyber weekend, but all through Christmas with regards to purchasing online and, you know, the offers you get through and all that. It's just basically he had his five-step. We did really good. He had a five-step process of being safe. And we jazzed it up. Item one, item two, and he then gets the details. So it was good. I think I might introduce that.
I think back in the day, like all of us, I think, we were all very dubious about using the net, weren't we, to online shop and do all our various banking bits and pieces. But now it's just the norm. I get that we have to be so super aware, but it's just the norm.
But you just
and we don't, and
careful.
We now, we forget that there's so much cybercrime, actually. And we just throw ourselves into it and just put our bank details out there for the world.
So as he said, there's just three simple ways of keeping yourself safe. One, regularly change your password.
Yeah.
Keep regular with that.
I can't keep up with it, though. I can't remember them.
And I remember it.
It's a problem, isn't it? Yeah.
So I get older. I've got bad memory.
But the thing is, I've got like 9,000 passwords. So by the time I'd changed them all, I'd have forgotten why I did it.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what I do? I add a number at the end.
Do you?
Not, I bet that's one of... You know, the ones
Richards,
that we're not supposed to...
No. Don't do, make it secure. And then it was a case of if you're buying from a website for the first time, be careful what you're doing. If you've got a regular website like use, obviously Amazon, they've got your details, that's fine because you use them regularly, obviously just change your password. If you've seen something you want to purchase and it's something a site you don't normally use, be careful what information you give them. If you can go in as a guest rather than setting
I always
account,
try and do that.
Go
yeah.
in as a guest.
And I always put the different date of birth, I put different details as where I can.
That's good. But that's good because that's just keeping your data safe.
The only thing is I don't get the birthday gift vouchers.
The trouble with that is when you get a problem, and this happened to me, and I rang up somewhere once and I went, I didn't have what I ordered. And they went, well, let's do some security checks. What's your date of birth? And I told them, I went, no. I mean, yeah, it is. I was there. I know.
I know. We screw it up for ourselves, don't we?
We do. But it's just, be safe, be sensible. Absolutely. Think about what you're doing. And none of this, you know, late night, drunken, I'm just going to order this and this and this and this and this.
Talking about date of birth as well, this made me laugh. Martin, on his Twitter account, his company Twitter account, he kept saying, put your date of birth in. So his company was formed like 3 years ago. So he put it in and then they banned him because he was a junior. He was under 18. You can't do it.
Careful where you put the date.
Yeah, exactly.
We have got the lovely Lisa Settle is listening this morning and she says, thank you very much for sharing the dirty underwear. Lisa, I have to live with this.
Yeah. Hear that.
Hey, what an event that was last night. Lisa's Business Diaries. That was brilliant, wasn't it?
Business Diaries. The Christmas Business Diaries was on last night, hosted by the gorgeous Lisa Settle. And
you were speaking.
Last night we had, she was co-hosted by Isla O'Hara, and the speakers last night were Beverly Webb, Beverly Bunn, Paul Manville, Zoe Cairns. And then the fifth speaker wasn't live, but they last night's event, always a Christmas event, they supported charity. And the charity they supported last night was Rewrite Your Story, which helps women and younger women who have emotional issues and eating disorders.
Right. Yeah.
It's one of the focus. I don't think eating disorders is the only thing they do, but they were helping women with eating disorders. And we had a video from one of the girls,
Ruby,
who's benefited from the charity. And it was absolutely brilliant to hear how the charity helps. And they raised over £800 last night for charity,
fantastic.
Which was amazing. So well done to Lisa and the team.
Well done, everybody.
And all the money raised. And it was another evening of motion and couple of laughs, but a lot of emotion last night. So, but anyway, it was packed.
It was.
It's like
it
people
was.
I haven't seen for like ages. It's like once a year we get together.
It was a really brilliant event. It really was good. And all the speakers were fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, so well done to the speakers. It takes a lot to stand up and share your story. Yeah. So well done to them. And to Lisa and Isla. So the next one is in March, which is in Tunbridge Wells. And then we're back in Medway later on in the year. So keep an eye on at The Biz Diaries on the Twitter. And if you're not on Twitter, Facebook, The Biz Diaries. And if you're not on that... I can't help you. Basically, you know, got to be on Twitter or Facebook.
There you go.
Instagram. We have Lisa, you need an Instagram account, a LinkedIn account, and then you can cover all bases. For
absolutely.
Sure. But it was great. So thank you for that. And we do have a tweet from Diamond Circle Weddings, listening live this morning. Have a great show. Paul, thank you last night for sharing your story. It was great to hear. You did an amazing job. So thank you very much. It was great. I was the official photographer last night.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa was so desperate.
Selfie queen.
So I brought my... I didn't do any selfies last night.
Ah.
What is wrong with me?
Oh, you brought your good fancy camera.
I took the fancy camera came out of the case. And I actually managed to get... I took 256 photos.
Wow. It's the editing
That's
after.
What happens when you hold your finger on the button, yeah?
Do you know how hard it is to take photographs of people when they're speaking?
It is, because you get all those really bad expressions like you always do with me.
I always get Julian really bad expressions.
Really bad expressions.
Because she's all
yeah. When people expressive. Are very
expressive. I mean, the worst person ever to try and photograph when they're speaking is Molly.
She's very
Molly Moodle.
Well.
Because she is so fast and so expressive, they're always blurry. You have to go like, slow down so I can get a photo.
Your mouth's wide open, yes. Your eyes are... big as anything.
But we got some good ones. It's all right. We got some good photos.
Well done.
So, you know, not quite, you know, Pete Bresser or Jane Mucklow's standard, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there. So it was great. So it was a great evening. So.
Yeah, you need to get that camera out again. You haven't been getting that around.
Week after next, when it's Christmas special.
Good.
On the 20th of December, we do have the Business Bunk Extra Christmas special with all of the co-hosts in the studio together, with a bit of bubbly and...
Brownies? Cake.
Brownies is the norm, but
your mum
lives. I know, but she lives too far away now. And I'm not going to see her before Christmas.
Put some mistletoe on the top. Make them Christmassy.
I will attempt to make my own brownies, which are normally as good as mum's. But I need to start getting into making brownies because my mum lives too far away now, so I can't have them as regularly as I would like to.
Oh,
I know. We've had a tweet, I love this, from Athelbray. It was lovely to see Kate and her daughter Fran last night. And it's, hi, hope you all have a lovely show. Can you remind everyone that our public courses for January 2020...
2020
are a part of Buddy's discount scheme. The more buddies you bring with you, of course, the bigger the discount on the course fee. Hop along and speak to Fran. And she's got a phone number if you want to have a look or speak to them. It's 01892 832059. But if you are on Twitter, go to @Athelbray, @Athelbrae Limited. And because she's a brilliant
elf. What's his name?
Buddy. Buddy the elf.
Buddy the elf. What's your favourite colour?
And we have watched that once, okay? So we've started. Lucy and I have already watched Buddy once. I always save Arthur Christmas to the week of Christmas because that's just the ultimate kiddies movie. Arthur
kiddies.
Christmas.
I love them all. Yeah. Arthur.
Not Arthur Christmas.
Not quite. Oh yeah, Arthur Christmas. Yeah, because Arthur's not kiddie.
Yeah, I was
with
saying.
Dudley Moore.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
No, yeah,
Arthur,
no, that's
Christmas
not...
is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Arthur Christmas.
Yes. Yeah, not Arthur. The drunk.
Arthur
the drunk.
No. Yeah. I'm thinking, what's she doing to her daughter, for goodness sake? Yeah.
And of course, the ultimate grown-up movie is... okay, go on. What is it?
Buddy the Elf.
No, I'm going to ask the girls and see if we all agree what the ultimate...
Home Alone.
No, adult.
Oh, okay.
Christmas
we're adults
movie.
Now.
Okay.
Holiday. Is my favourite.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, come on, then. But there's one out there.
I can tell you what she's getting at, because she's already watched it 4 times this Christmas, and she watches it 8 times at least during the year, and at least 10 times over Christmas.
Do you really? That sounds like Dirty Dancing for me.
No, yeah,
but it's not Christmassy.
No.
Love Actually.
Oh, yeah. And there's number 2 coming out.
Is there?
There is.
There's not.
Yeah, they've been talking about it.
Oh, fabulous.
I think they filmed it. I don't know when it's going to come out. I thought it was going to happen for Christmas. Did you not?
I know, I miss that. But obviously we do have Frozen. Frozen 2 is out.
Of course.
Got to take Lucy to see that.
My daughter's passed the thing because it's been a couple of years since the first one. So since the first one, she's now grown up.
I don't care about my daughter.
She just want to go.
You can come with us, Julia.
All right, thank you. I can be your adopted one.
And of course, Star Wars is going to be out, the final episode.
I'm not really a Star Warsy. Are you?
No.
Afraid
not.
Lucy and I are. We're really Star Warsy. So okay. we're going to be going to see that as well. So yeah. much to do.
There's that first Christmas. That one looks good with the Wham song, Last Christmas.
Oh, the Last
song.
Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the Last Christmas, not First Christmas. There we go.
The song, the Wham song.
Yeah, that one looks really good, actually. Yeah, another kind of Love Actually type English Christmas. That should be good.
We do like all these Christmas movies. We like Christmas, which is great.
Who else have we got on the screen?
Chips and Dinks, Business, Beauty and Charity. Well, the hosts are the top of the bill today.
We sure are. Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great show. We'll catch up in the week as we're out and about. Thank you to Bev and Tony, and I hope your grandson is okay. He was in hospital earlier the week.
He had a
bit of a fall and needed a bit of stitching up, bless him, which is always horrible when the youngsters get hurt like that. So
Fruitworks co-working,
sending you our best.
Newly refurbished small office units and fixed desk space available in our central Canterbury community location. So check them out. Email hello@fruitwork.co. It must be .co.uk.
No, it's .co.
Oh, it's just .co?
See, everyone's the same.
Oh, sorry. See, this is the problem now. They've changed that bit, and yeah. I think everyone's made a mistake at the end of emails.
Everybody does that. Everybody goes, you've left the UK off, or the M off. No, it's .co.
Oh, it's so hard to know what's what these days.
Yeah.
Okay.
So see, Alison Palmer has, not that she's tweeted me, but I've just seen her, or is it, I'm linked in. Did you know you're doing a 30-30 next week?
I'm not, they are. It's the first one I've missed. Unfortunately, I was already booked to go somewhere. They booked it at the last minute, and I can't make it. It's the first one I've missed.
It's a
real shame. It's a 30-30. It's a programme we do in schools for students that introduces them to the world of work. We've done 1,350 students now.
Yeah, amazing.
This was a last minute thing, and the school said they had one date and one date only to do it, which is the 11th of December. And typically, it's probably the nearest school to where I live that we've ever done one in, but I just can't be there.
What do you tend to cover on the program?
It's actually an interesting program. What we do, it's a free program. Offered to schools. We take up to 30 businesses into a school, and we talk to the A-level students, which are roughly about 30 students in most schools.
Yeah.
And what happens is there's a workshop for the students in which we talk about how to dress for success interview, how to prepare a CV, how to use LinkedIn, things like that. And in fact, Ralph Mayer from LinkedIn will be at this one, doing a talk about LinkedIn. And then while that's happening, the businesses get a talk from like the apprenticeship service or Kent Supported Employment or something like that. And then the best bit about it is we get together for speed networking.
Ah, great.
So all the students talk to each of the employers about the world of work, what they're studying, what their aspirations are, and then businesses say, this is what we're looking for, this is what we want, and this
gives them great insight at this stage of their career.
Yeah, absolutely.
Life.
Exactly. I mean,
because they need to understand what's ahead of them.
Exactly. Kids are always sort of pushed, you need to make a decision of what you're doing, or what you're going to do with your life and that type of thing. And it's really difficult for them because some of them are very clear and direct and know what they want to do. And others are just like, well, I'm not sure.
And then
they feel bad because they feel pressured and everything. So this is really great. So, you know, as a business owner, you get to speak to them and just say, you know what? Give it a try. If you don't like it, try something else. Or tell them about your industry because then it might spark them to like your industry and want to be involved in it. It's absolutely brilliant. And it's really, look, if you're free, Julie, you should go to it because it'd be absolutely brilliant.
I want to do the Dress for Success session.
Yeah, yeah. They're always looking for people
amazing.
To speak to it as well.
I'd love to get involved.
Alison Palmer of FSB and I developed the program about 3 years ago, and we've been running it in schools. It's really hard to get schools to even sign up to it, even though it's completely free because they have time and whatever. But it's been gathering pace. And then all of a sudden it's hit the big time and it's now gone national. The first one outside of Kent was run by Lord Harris of Carpet Right fame, who's now an ambassador for the FSB. And he ran one in London. There are some taking place in Yorkshire, and we've even gone international because there was one on the Isle of Wight.
Fantastic. Isle of Wight?
Yeah, yeah.
How did you get over there?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, needed a boat to get there. So
love it.
We're really pleased
with
it, and we're pleased that it's kind of gone viral.
We have to look after our young people. We really must.
Absolutely.
You know, it's an interesting thing, you know, because the problem is with schools is they don't have the awareness and knowledge of the world of work because they're stuck in schools.
That's right.
And it changes so quickly these days as well. So being able to talk to somebody that is actually running a business and knows kind of what they want
Absolutely.
In their business makes a big difference.
But it's also great to give them the alternative career line.
Yeah.
So it doesn't just have to be academic.
Absolutely.
And actually, you can be an entrepreneur, but, you know, it's about all the things you've got to think about and what is it that you love and what's your passion. Developing that. And actually, it's great to give those that insight because people...
I'll tell you one of the other benefits of it, which a lot of people don't understand, is it's actually a benefit to the employers too. Because they get to understand what Generation Z want. You know, we live in a highly competitive world in terms of skills. We have 840,000 unfilled jobs at the moment. So you're trying to attract skills. So you need to know what kind of working patterns Generation Z want to work in and
what
kind of jobs they want to do and how they want to go about the work that they do. So it's a two-way street. It's a two-way information exchange, really. It's good fun. It really is good fun.
It is next week on Wednesday the 11th. It's from 11 till 1, so it's a really reasonable time as well. And it's at the Y School in Ashford. So just down the road, June.
Yeah.
Not far at all. If you want to go, it's free. It's free. Obviously, you don't have to pay anything. And it's actually great because it's a networking opportunity as well as, say, giving back and helping the students by giving advice and tips and everything. So if you want to find out more and if you want to book onto that, I know Alison is really like to have as many people turn up as possible. If you go to Eventbrite and put Skills 3030, and that one should come up with the next week. So that's brilliant. It's a really great event. I've done a couple in the past and you've come out feeling like I've inspired the next generation.
That's a gorge feeling.
Or inspired or frightened them, I don't know. But, yeah, we try. But it's good. So do check that event out. It's very, very good. And then watch and follow because there's a lot more of them, obviously, will happen. You've got those booked in for next year, haven't you? So that is always good. Right, we're going to have a little bit of a musical break now. And then when we come back, we're going to be talking beauty, confidence and charity all together and business. Blimey, what a full conversation we've got. Of course, I'm in December now, so I'm allowed to play my Christmas music. So here we go. This is one of my favourites.
Yay!
Sleigh ride. Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. I've got a full house today. I am joined in the studio by my gorgeous co-host, the wonderful Julie Daniel, the chic stylist.
Hey, hey, hey.
Who is absolutely hyper than ever normal because Christmas is around the corner and she gets an extra excuse.
High energy.
Not that you need an extra excuse to shop, but you get to an extra excuse to shop
even
more. I do,
so I'm super excited. This is my favourite season.
Shop.
Let's do it.
Our guest is the gorgeous Tanya Goff from the Base Academy.
Hello.
And we have the gorgeous, stonkily gorgeous Paul Andrews in the studio with us as well today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's gorgeous today. We have the gorgeous lot in the studio today. And we've just been talking about some events and Christmas. I do have a tweet come through from Tabitha, the Beasley, the marketing assistant, who has... I want a picture. Oh, see, she's replied to my tweet shout out of the naughty elves. And our elves keep eating my chocolates.
Oh, that's a good one.
Terrible, terrible elves. And she would like a shout out. Please can I have a shout out for my advent calendar campaign, Give Something Back. It's great. What Tabitha's doing throughout December is promoting and talking about clients that she's worked with and sharing about their businesses. So promoting other local businesses across my social each working day in December. And today is the fabulous Debonair Tea. I haven't heard much from them for a little while. I'm guessing they're out there busy making tea. Debonair Tea.
Debonair.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's lovely.
Yeah, I know. So they've been on your show a couple of times, haven't they?
They have, yeah.
I haven't heard from them for a while, but it's great that they're out there making tea. So check them out at Debonair Tea, and Tabitha is listening. Hi, Tabitha. Can we have a picture of the elf eating the chocolates, please? I want pictures, people. Pictures. Come on, let's be Christmassy. So we've got two. This was planned, obviously, to have Julie co-hosting today and Tanya in. Both beautiful people who help people with their confidence. Through, I was doing so well through beauty, and helping with their
and
confidence
style.
And Tanya, we was trying to work out when you were last on, and we reckon it was at least 6 months, if not over a year ago. So let's touch base quickly with what you do and what the Academy does. And then obviously we catch up with how things are going and the charity that you're working with. So it's great. So go.
Well, it definitely wasn't this summer. So it must have been last summer.
Before. No, it wasn't 2 years ago. I'm sure it was just a year ago.
Okay, well, we'll go with that then.
Yeah.
So I just said earlier on that I knew it was in the summer because I had a little top on.
Yeah, exactly. Which you certainly be wearing this time of year.
Yeah, completely opposite to what is in today. I'm the owner and principal of Beauty Academy Southeast. We're a beauty training school in Sittingbourne, Kent. I've been open for just over 3 years now. I know.
Well done.
Time flies.
It must be nearly 2 years ago then, because you'd been only open a year, 18 months.
I think I was quite new, wasn't I, when I was on before. I still feel quite new now. When I hear, like, obviously Paul was saying earlier on, his business is 20 years old. I'm like, oh my God, I've only been open
for
3 years.
You're a baby in comparison.
But I'm still here, so that's always good.
No, exactly.
That is always
good. We're just building on reputation, obviously. I've got some amazing tutors now. I think there's 8 of us in total.
Really?
Yeah. So obviously, I do a lot of the training things. So that's why I opened Base to do that.
Yeah.
So
your passion, your love.
I'm not one of these that can just open up and then go, oh, I'm just going to let someone else do that for me. Obviously, there is a lot of background work that needs doing. It's the same with any business. So obviously, I do still do a lot of most of the teaching, but I have a couple of. I have a couple of nail techs. I have a couple of lash techs, and they're things that I don't really do. I don't specialise in. I feel like if I'm not good enough to do that to my clients, I'm not going to be good enough to teach that. You know, in the beauty industry, there's, you know, we offer 23 treatments at the moment. We teach people. It's a lot. So obviously you can't be good at everything. No. You just can't. You know, you
and it's good to have that awareness. Yeah, exactly. And just say, you know what, let's give that to somebody else.
And there's things that I don't enjoy doing. So again, if you don't, it's like anything. If you don't enjoy it,
nails you're not quite long-winded
be,
as well.
You're not going to be good at it, are you? So yeah, I've got a couple of makeup artists that are both amazing. My makeup artists truly are amazing. So yeah, there's a nice little team of us now. I've actually this year as well taken an apprentice, the lovely Sam.
Fantastic.
She has done an MVQ level 2 at college but didn't like the college environment, so obviously she's come over to me. So I'm kind of teaching her the Tanya way of doing everything. She's obviously now doing clients, so she's getting a basically the apprenticeship I've offered her is a year. She comes with into the base 2 or 3 times a week. She's done lots of my courses. Obviously, she's adding to her skill set all the time. And then we are giving, she shares my beauty room with me. So she works on clients 2 days a week at the moment. But the, at the end of the year's apprenticeship, I'm hoping that she's going to build up a really nice established client of her own. That so when she's qualified, fully qualified with me, she will then stay at base, but just rent a room, and it will be her own business that she carries
nice.
On.
Nice, fantastic. You know, with.
So she's not only doing training, but she's getting the experience as well.
Yeah.
And again, as we all know, with business, it's not just the one thing that you actually do. It's everything. It's the social media. It's the marketing, the accounts.
You touch on that with your students.
Yeah, I try to
get them
everything.
Ready for business. Yeah, as much
definitely.
As possible.
Because I always say to them, I'm not. If they're on a manicure course, I'm not here just to teach you how to paint nails.
Right.
There's so much more, and obviously, I can't cover everything, but I do touch on, and again, being in business myself now for that length of time, I know a lot of people, so I can always, you know, over the years I've done quite a lot of networking, so I do know a lot of people in lots of different areas that I can obviously put these girls to if need be. But yeah, so I do try to cover as many bases with them as possible, not just the actual treatment that I'm teaching. So I think that's really important. And as with all of my courses, I always offer the girls 24/7 support, whether it's I mean, I have people ringing me at like 11 o'clock at night going, Tanya, I need a name for my business. What can I call it? And it's things like that I'm rubbish at. But obviously, certain things I can help with. So I always say to the girls, you know, all my students, I'm always on hand for complete guidance. We don't just let you give a certificate and off you go. We are literally there for, you know, 24/7.
So you're multi-talented. You're like, you're the business mentor as well, aren't you? You're the business mentor, they're trainer.
I wouldn't call myself that, but I guess
effectively you are.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I'm quite good at giving advice on other people's businesses, and I think I really should start listening to myself for
yeah,
my own
but
business
that's
at
always
times.
The way.
It is always easier, isn't it, to do that?
Are the majority of your students looking to go into business for themselves?
Yeah. Very few.
It's that kind
of them.
But the beauty industry is very much like that, isn't it? Yeah.
We know there are lots of salons around, but again, even a lot of those now, you're still self-employed. You rent
a room or you rent a chair or whatever.
So the majority of them are
that's
going
great.
Out
no,
on their
good.
Own. So it's just kind of show them how easy it is to be self-employed.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people think you've got like all these red tape to cut through and hoops to jump through, and there really isn't. It's just online, you know, I'm going to be self-employed from this day, boom, and away you go.
Yeah. No,
you
absolutely.
Know, I mean, I give them information on how to, you know, like the most basic is bookkeeping. You know, I mean, my academy is actually next door to a Poundland. I'm like, right, when you leave here, go and buy yourself a notebook. you have this date, how much you've taken, you know, just to sort of give, just to get them on that first rung of the ladder, because that's where I guess we all started.
Yeah. Absolutely,
And it's just having that little someone to point you in the right direction, giving you that little step up and letting you fly, take your first steps, I guess.
So what part do you enjoy the most then? Do you enjoy the actual treatments and working with your clients the most, or is it the bringing on the students.
I love treating my clients because to me that's what I've been doing for the last 30 years. To me that I could do it with my eyes closed. And obviously the majority of my clients I've had for a long time, so they're more like friends than clients. So they come for a chat and they get a leg wax at the same time. So it's great. But yes, I say most of my clientele now I've had for a long time, and bless their hearts, they followed me around from salon to salon.
Oh, that's loyalty.
I moved away, so every couple of months I'd come back and have a day at my mum and dad's house for them to cut. Do you know what I mean? So bless them. I think it's like a hairdresser's, isn't it? When you find someone that you love, you tend to stick with them.
Yeah.
So it's really lovely that I've
got
this.
It's the trust as well, isn't it? The trust
you absolutely.
Make them look beautiful.
Yeah, definitely. So, but obviously, yes, I do like the teaching. Sometimes it can be a bit challenging. In the last year, I've had a couple of foreign ladies with very, very minimal English. And obviously, I don't speak their language. That was quite challenging. I also do teach people that have got special needs.
Yep.
So, again, I don't have any specialist training in that. So that's a bit always a bit challenging, a bit of a, not a struggle, But it's just different.
You have to adapt to what you're doing.
So, yeah. And that's exactly what we did. I mean, I've also had, I don't know if I said this last time, I don't think so, but I've also had a lady from Denmark come and do 3 training courses with me.
Wow.
So again, you know, international.
International. Yeah. International Beauty Academy, thank you very much.
That's the one.
But that's brilliant. So I remember when you were on previously, I remember we were talking about, obviously you had to write your own training manual. Yeah. So basically you did these courses and you just didn't like them. This didn't work for you. Mm-hmm. So you just went, well, I can do better than this.
Yeah.
And then you actually did. And the hardest thing is not just teaching it. Obviously, because of being a certified training academy, you have to do everything literally by the book. And you had to write your own training manuals.
I remember that day I sat there. Right, I'm going to tomorrow. I've got the whole day free. I'm going to sit there and I'm going to write my first training manual. And I sat and looked at my computer and I just went... Right.
I'm just going to have a cup of tea.
What do I say now?
How do you start that?
did you enjoy the process eventually, or is it something you just have to do because you have to do it?
Of the training?
Of the training programs.
Yes, but do you know what? It was really hard because it's like anything. I've been doing treatments for like 30 years.
Yeah.
And when you have to go back to complete basics and think that person has never picked up a nail file, a bottle of nail varnish, a lipstick to put on someone else... Because most women can paint their own nails, do their own makeup. But when you come to doing someone else, so it really was quite hard going back to basics.
Absolutely. Did you find it boring? Because when you're doing it, you just go bang, 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 because you know what you're doing. When you have to describe it step by step, do you go,
No, I wouldn't say I found it boring. It was really hard work.
Yeah, yeah.
And then obviously that's for every treatment. Yeah. So like
If anything, it reassures you that you know what you're doing because you have to go back
and
into
you know
the
what
brain
it's like?
Cells.
I sit there and dig it up. I'm sitting in front of my computer, but I've got a pretend nail file in my hands and I'm like, right, you hold it here and I'm sitting there doing it.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
To actually put it...
Bring it together.
Yeah. Mm. And put it in a way where people are going to understand it.
That's
so I guess, you know, it's no offence, but you have to treat them like dummies, like they don't know anything because they don't...
Yeah.
Possibly know they're starting literally from the beginning.
That's
you know,
it. Literally. I mean, some people do
blushing for dummies. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, obviously, some people do come to off with skills. Mm. We have a lot of obviously therapists that have trained in other things, and they might want to add to their skill set. So those days are really easy because they know everything. Them days are really, really easy. But obviously, yes, you do get some days that you might have 4 students in front of you and not one of them has ever done anything at all in the beauty industry.
Have you found where they might like the idea of it? And they've come in and started the program with you and then thought, nope, this is so not for me. I'm not doing any more of this. Or have they all actually said, this is exactly what I want to do?
There's been a few people that I would say have come and done a couple of courses and then gone away and not done anything with it. Mm. But then I think that's down to they don't realise that they think they're going to get a certificate and then they're going to have a queue of people out the door.
Yeah.
And obviously they don't realise how... I mean, the beauty market, as you know, Julie, is completely flooded.
Mm. Saturated.
Most people have got a beauty skill of some sort, whether they've learned how to do nails, makeup, lashes, even if it's just to work on themselves or their mum and their sisters or something.
I'm good with threading.
Are you?
Yeah.
Brilliant. We've actually got a threading course on Saturday.
You come in to you this time next week for my appointment, Paul.
Yeah, I don't think you'd want to put yourself through that.
I'll have no eyebrows left by the end of it.
I've seen before and after pictures of that one.
Tell me about it. No longer the chic stylist.
Maybe the tatty
one. The no brow stylist,
But yeah, like I say, we do have some people that have trained in a few bits and then have not realised that then you have to start really working to get your name out there. But again, like I say, I do really help them with their Facebook pages, Instagram pages. I mean, most of the younger ones are on Instagram.
Yeah, that's a bit easier, isn't it?
But obviously it's the older ones that, you know, I say older. That's me now. But anyone kind of, should we say...
The more mature students.
Yeah, the more mature.
So we go the more mature students. Let's be politically correct.
But maybe not even on Facebook. So it's going to be really hard for them guys. They've got to go out doing leaflet drops and stuff like that. So it's really hard. And again, if you mention the word social media, they're like, oh, no, thank you, not interested, don't want to be there. So everyone's different. And like I say to everyone, there are enough clients out there for everybody.
Exactly.
There really are. And I always say, start with your friends and family, get them on your side, get them to do... And I always say, get people to do reviews, get your before and after pictures, get them to do check-ins on Facebook. It's just, you know, all these little tiny things that just...
Especially starting.
Through the years.
You do need
just to helpful.
Do...
Yeah, precisely. Yeah,
some free work sometimes at the beginning to get them rolling.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't say to them, do anything for free, but I obviously say to them, because again, I've always said, if you go in too cheap, people are like, well, we were talking about earlier on, if you're really expensive, people think, oh my God, they must be great. So if you're really cheap, people might often think, oh, they not might good not enough. Be very good. Or they've only just qualified.
Exactly.
And they might not be good. There are some treatments that you can literally come out of that course and you are just as good as anyone else. There are other treatments that you do that, yes, you do have to go and practice to get good and to get fast and to get your confidence up and stuff like that. But like I said, the treatments like, for example, spray tanning, you can come in and I had a lady yesterday, she come in, she had two models in the afternoon and then she didn't need her notes. She was just going and she took her kit away with her and she was, you know, she was going to fly.
Yeah.
Because obviously spray tan is one of those things that a one day course is plenty. I mean, we do get the clients, we do get the students to work on two models in the afternoon to build up their confidence and what have you. And I always say to them, right, when they're with me, I'm like, right, do a live check-in that you're here. Tell everyone what you're doing. And at the end of the day, I get them to check. I'm like, right, how many people have you got booked in? And sometimes they go, oh, my God, I've got four people wanting an appointment.
Brilliant.
And that's on their training days. Yeah. So, like I said, I'm always trying to help and push them in the right direction.
Absolutely.
With that kind of stuff as well. But like I said, there are other courses like, for example, the eyelash extensions. We don't qualify you on the day because realistically one day isn't enough to do
that's
that.
Practice,
it's really, really hard, yeah. Mm. So we ask the girls to go away and that we give them a deadline for 3 months and they have to come back and they have to show us their portfolio of work they've done. They have to create three case studies and then, well, six case studies really, three full sets and three infills. If we can see that they're up to scratch, then they are certificated. If not, we ask them to do a few more. So we don't just fail people. We want people to pass.
Yeah.
You know, so a few people have failed on a little module here or a module there. So we just obviously help them to get through it the next time. You know, they don't have to come and resit the whole course again. But so we are obviously here to push them to get them qualified. But obviously there has to be a level and a standard that they have to be. Because obviously it is my reputation
well,
as well
exactly.
at the end of the
day. Yeah, you're putting absolutely. Your name yeah. to that, exactly. that they're good enough, really, aren't you? And if they go out and stick somebody's eyes together, then...
Yeah, that's never going to be good. Yeah. So where did you do your training?
So where do you find your students? How are they finding you then? Through social media
and now.
The website?
Yeah, more so now. But yes, like the majority is networking, social media.
It's who you know.
It really is, yeah.
Getting those connections.
I do really try to look after my students as well that have been through base and ask them to, you know, tell other people if
of
they
course,
know anyone,
absolutely.
Recommendations and stuff like that. So it's just right. building on that. But yeah, actually, now you've said that, it's just made me think, actually, yeah, people are finding us now,
yeah,
which is actually quite nice, isn't it? Mm. Thank you for that.
Well, 3 years in, you've embedded your brand.
Yeah, that's it. We're getting there. I mean, obviously, there's still a long way to go. I appreciate that too. But yeah, we are definitely getting there now.
You're based in Swale.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So you probably tend to pull people from the Swale area.
Yeah, yeah. We do have a lot of majority of local-ish people.
Have you any plans to expand that into other areas of Kent?
Is that, see that face there?
Yeah, is that further on down the line?
No, not really. No, there are things that I'd like to expand on, but not necessarily opening up another academy.
Right.
Again, for people will travel for training. Like I say, my lady in Denmark, bless her, came.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know. I think if I was going to open up another branch, it would have to be quite a distance away. If, you know,
yeah, yeah. No,
so
no,
we're
get
not going to be detracting from
like London. Would you ever go to London?
Hey, don't go there.
No, I've never thought about it. No.
Again, saturated market.
Yeah.
So there's so many.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a cunning plan for you.
I was going to say, what have you, that face?
I have a cunning plan for you.
What's he planning?
I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
I've got one more question because I'm feeling kind of feisty and all that. With your students, how many of them are blokes?
Do you know, we've not had one.
Have
no.
you not?
No. We did have one man book. He was a hairdresser. I was going to come and learn to do makeup, but the course got cancelled about a week or so before. I can't think of the reasons why.
Mm.
But yeah, so we've not had any men yet. I'd love to have a male student.
I've seen some chaps doing nails in nail bars.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of makeup
artists.
Yeah, exactly.
And hairdressers.
Yeah, hairdressers. A lot of men do massage. Actually, men are better at massage than ladies because they're physically stronger.
Mm. Yeah.
So if
yeah.
you, True. You know, massage, you're supposed to kind of feel it.
Mm.
And I've had some terrible massages in my time that people are just kind of rubbing.
They just feel like they're rubbing you.
You need to get in there.
Do you teach massage?
Yeah, we teach massage too.
Do you do waxing as well?
Yeah, oh, yes. Love a bit of waxing. That's my
Do you need a wax, Paul?
No. 5 years ago, I had a full body wax.
Ooh.
Right, hold on. in a shop window in Whitstable High Street.
Oh. What? And how much did you raise for the charity?
With a crowd, yeah. Yeah, 1,600 quid.
Oh, brilliant.
And that was just for, somebody took a bucket in. There was a crowd outside the window watching me scream.
I'm sure there was.
oh, my God.
And they just took a bucket and we raised 1,600 quid.
Wow. My yeah. God.
Was it worth it?
No, it was the most vicious thing I've ever done. Yeah, I would have preferred to have wrestled an alligator.
Really? So you see what us poor girls have to go through.
Yeah,
exactly.
It hurt like,
to be beautiful.
It hurt like
that's
hell.
Right, that's right.
And talking of charity, you're teaming up with a charity which you're supporting, which I think is fantastic. Did you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah. Have you anyone seen on TV the advert for haircuts for homeless?
Yes.
Has anyone seen that?
Yeah.
I was sitting there one evening and I saw that and I thought, what a lovely idea. And it sort of, you know, the brain starts ticking over. Mm. And I'm like, I could do something like that. I've got a beauty school. I've got skills. And it suddenly dawned on me that a couple of years ago, I had a local, sitting-born charity come to me, or they contacted me. They wanted me to put on a pamper day for their volunteers as a thank you. So I had this contact. So I thought, you know what? Obviously, beauty is predominantly women. And this charity that are called Satida are a domestic violence or a domestic abuse charity, which, again, I know they look after the ladies. I know it obviously can be the other way around as well, but this charity looks after the ladies. So I thought, oh, this could work. And then obviously I go on to the thing of building the ladies' confidence, like I said earlier on, if you're having a bad hair day, you just feel rubbish. So just making
good blow
them
dry.
Feel a little bit
sorts
nice.
It all if out.
They, have their eyebrows waxed or a little bit of makeup on
or
have a facial
and thread
or
them.
Mask, or pull thread them. Yeah.
Yeah, there he is. He's in there.
I knit eyebrows and crochet an eyebrow on me.
No, I'd love to see that. I would. So I made the call and I said to, the lady, would you like to come and have a chat? And she didn't have a clue at that point what I was going to talk to her about. So she came in and we sat and I just sort of gave her this idea and I went, right, there you go, have a think. What she said, oh, my God, that's brilliant. That'd be lovely. What I learnt then is that they offer their clients a 12-week programme. So they've gone to them for help. They've obviously come, come away from that situation. Mm. And then this 12-week programme, they have lots of different activities of confidence building, empowering them, trying to get them away to not go back to that kind of environment. So that's where they thought that this would be nicely placed. So the ladies that are coming to the end of this 12-week programme, they offered them during one of their sessions to come to base to have this, and they could all pick a treatment of their choice. And it was a really lovely day. I think we had 11, we've only done one so far, which was a couple of weeks back. We had 11 lovely ladies. And again, I didn't really know what to expect. I really didn't. The ladies were all amazing. They were all completely different ages, from different backgrounds. And it was just lovely because obviously they knew that we knew why they were there. But obviously there was no talk of that.
No.
It was a nice, happy day. It wasn't a sad...
It's there to build their confidence, make them feel good about themselves, help them on their onward forward
Precisely.
Journey, isn't it?
Yeah. And it was such a lovely day. There was myself, my apprentice and one of my other tutors come in and so it was only a couple of hours in the morning. So all the ladies, they gave us amazing feedback, said what a lovely idea it was and what have you. So we've had one of those days. So I'm looking to put one of those pamper days on for these ladies every 12 weeks. So when the ladies are at the next lot of ladies come in and they're through their 12 weeks. So that's where we're coming in. Also on that meeting, the lady in charge said to me, this is a really good opportunity because we like to train our ladies as well. Because a lot of them don't work or they haven't worked or they've lost their confidence. Mm. So there, she was like, you train people, right? And I was like, yes, I do. So we've actually we've called this now the Beauty Project. Mm. So we're not only putting on these three monthly pamper days for their ladies, but we're actually going to be giving them the option to come and train with us. So if they want to go into the beauty industry, into the beauty field, so it's just a really nice...
It's given them hope,
really nice
isn't
place.
It? That there is life around at
Absolutely.
The other end, around the corner.
A lot of our courses are just one day. So within one day, they're qualified in a new skill. They go out and start earning money the next day. So, and obviously it builds, so they can... And obviously that's the other good thing with the beauty industry. You can work around children, family commitments, other jobs.
Of course.
So it's a really nice... It fits in quite nicely. So I'm really happy that I'm... saw that advert on TV. That's where it all came from. So we're now doing the same kind of thing. But it's also just quite nice to give back. So I mean, it's
of course it is.
They're also based in Sittingbourne. I know they've recently moved to Maidstone and Medway. So, it's a shame to say that this charity is expanding because of obviously what they are dealing with.
Yeah.
But another thing that's been brought to my attention recently is obviously this time of year, they have a lot more cases of domestic abuse because obviously people are at home.
People are drinking more.
There's drinking, pressure, there's money worries, absolutely. Lots of different things. So it just gives me goosebumps to think about it. And it is such a shame. But I just feel that now where I'm involved, we can just do that.
You can do your little bit, exactly.
To hopefully help some of these ladies, you know, just feel nice and potentially start them on a new career path as well.
Well done you. So, that's amazing.
Thank you. No, it's lovely. And that's such a lovely group of ladies. They really are. They really are lovely.
It's absolutely great that you're doing that as well. And I'm so pleased to hear that the Academy is going so well, that, you know, you're doing so well with it.
Yeah.
And that so many people are benefiting from it. So
it sounds like
it. So Julie, it's something that you focus on a lot with your women. It's about, you know, their confidence, and it's not about just about, you know, looking good and what they wear.
It's not just about the image. Building. It's the internal image, if you like, the self, you know, and it's about ensuring that you feel empowered and you feel, you know, able to take on the world and all the issues and all the struggles that we have, because life is not easy for, you know, for us all, you know. So if we can get that bit of confidence and that strength from somewhere, and sometimes just putting our best foot forward, you know, in terms of how we look and how we present and what we're projecting, you know, and have that positive impact, it can make all the difference. So for what you do from the beauty perspective and what I do from the style, it is all connected. And it is all, you know, because I also advise on, you know, the makeup and the group, personal grooming and, you know, all the rest of it. I mean, a lot of people think I'm a makeup artist because I love doing my makeup, but I hate doing other people's makeup.
Oh, really?
So I wouldn't be coming to you to do the makeup school. But yeah, it's all about that, you know, adding a bit of colour and a bit of...
It really is.
Blair.
And it's quite nice because we always ask people to give us reviews and stuff like that. And so many people have put, I've been really inspired.
Yeah.
And that, to me, that makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah,
the fact that they've just spent one day potentially with us and they've gone out and they've been like, right, let's do this.
Yeah.
And like you say, they've had that, they've got that confidence
that
build.
That boost. Yeah, it's the confidence
and it's just
boost
such
you'll
a,
need.
It's such a lovely thing. To me, that makes it all worthwhile. That's lovely.
And if we can be the person to inspire that,
definitely.
I mean, it's like, yes.
Yeah, why not?
We're on the right
someone's
track.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
Women rule the world. Thank you so much for coming and sharing with us again today. It was great catching up with you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. If people want to find out more about you, what's the best way for them to contact you or find you?
Well, I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Beauty Academy Southeast on both of those platforms. I'm also on LinkedIn under the same, or I might be on Tanya Goff. One or the other.
Tanya Goff.
Type in one or the other. I'm sure you'll find
me. You'll find
me. Telephone number for Beauty Academy Southeast is 01795 601345. Or my website is www.wearebase.co.uk, where you can find about all the courses, the dates, the times, the costs, what it includes, blah, blah, blah.
Fantastic. And your website will be on the Biz Radio website when we put the listen again up, so people can connect you.
Yeah,
that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have had a picture from Tabitha of her elf eating her chocolate. Thank you for that, Tabitha. I did need evidence, and now I believe it's the elf and not you.
Naughty elfy.
Elf. Yeah, good. So we have come to the end of another show. Time just flies by when you're having fun, and we are that much closer to Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
And New Year 2020.
Yay, bring it on.
So next week on the show, I'm joined in the studio by co-host Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, and our guest is Sasha Mulligan. Sasha Mulligan is entrepreneur, business owner, and now a positive mindset coach. So we're going to be catching up with Sasha.
Sounds
and
good.
She's... flying her, what she's doing at the moment is amazing. So listen into that. Don't miss Paul's show on Tuesday, which is going to be an all right show, I guess.
It is, yeah. I've got some great guests. I've got Keith Mabbott, who's the chief executive of Street Soccer Foundation, which is a charity that helps homeless kids through football, and Tracy Ann Barker from talking about corporate social responsibility and charities and how we can help them more. So
fantastic! It's going to be a great show. Tune in for that Tuesday from 1 till 2. I'll be back next. No, 1 till 3.
1 till 3.
That's giving you an hour.
She's trying to cut me short.
I'll be back next week. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody. Stay out of the cold and look forward to Christmas. Bye for now.
Bye bye.
Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.